This is the Music History Today podcast for March 4th. On today's show, John Lennon says something the wrong way, and a girl group that told us what they really, really want starts up. First up, though, on this date in 1960, singer Desi Arnaz divorced actress Lucille Ball. In 1966, John Lennon said his now infamous line that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus to a British newspaper reporter. The line was then taken completely out of context by the press and public 4 months later once the article was reprinted in America. In 1967, Steve and Muff Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group. In 1968, Eddie Kendricks and Otis Williams of The Temptations were involved in a serious car accident. In 1971, the Rolling Stones moved from England to France in order to get out of paying taxes. In 1978, at the height of the disco mania era, songs written by the Bee Gees held 4 of the top 5 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 singles chart. Their own songs, Staying Alive, and also their song Night Fever, hit numbers 2 and 4, respectively. Samantha Sang's song Emotion, with the Bee Gees' writing and background vocal skills on full display, sat at number 5. The number 1 song that week, Love is Thicker Than Water, was written by them, but was sung by their brother, Andy Gibb, whose birthday was the very next day. In 1979, Randy Jackson of the Jacksons was involved in a serious auto accident that literally almost killed him. He survived after months of treatment. In 1984, the Police played their final concert until 2007 when they reunited briefly for a reunion tour. In 1987, Tina Turner started her Break Every Rule concert tour. In 1989, Time Incorporated and Warner Communications, along with Warner Brothers Music, became Time Warner. In 1990, Bill Wyman of the Rolling Stones got divorced. In 1992, Paul Simon recorded his MTV Unplugged concert. In 1993, the dance audition to pick the members of the Spice Girls took place. In 1994, Kurt Cobain ended up in a coma after overdosing on a prescription sedative and champagne. In 2005, the band The Fratellas was formed. In 2016, the movie Zootopia, co-starring Shakira as the gazelle, premiered in movie theaters. And in 2019, the group TXT was formed. In classical music, in 1830, Vincenzo Bellini premiered the opera The Capulets and the Montagues. In 1877, Tchaikovsky's ballet Swan Lake premiered. In 1895, Gustav Mahler premiered his Second Symphony. In 1913, Gabriel Ferrer premiered the opera Penelope. And in 1977, Roger Sessions' Sixth Symphony was performed for the first time. In theater in 1993, the musical The Goodbye Girl opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 4th, in 1943, the song White Christmas from the movie of the same name won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. In 1968, Glen Campbell won at the Academy of Country Music Awards. In 1973, Roberta Flack and America were the big winners at the Grammy Awards. In 1993, Patti LaBelle received her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 2000, DMX, Mary J. Blige, and Whitney Houston were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. In 2006, Jamie Foxx, John Legend, and Destiny's Child were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2020, Garth Brooks won the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song from the Library of Congress. Albums that were released on March 4th include in 1946 when Frank Sinatra released his first album, The Voice of Frank Sinatra. In 1957, Gene Vincent released Gene Vincent and His Blue Caps. In 1968, The Mothers of Invention released We're Only in It for the Money. In 1974, ABBA released Waterloo. In 1979, The Police released their live album, Live at Zellerbach. In 1980, The Beatles released Beatles Rarities. In 1982, Wang Chung released Huang Chung. in 1983, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or OMD if you will, released Dazzle Ships, Spandau Ballet released True, and Thin Lizzy released Thunder and Lightning. In 1985, the Cocteau Twins released their EP, Inokea Guinea. In 1991, Julian Cope released Peggy Suicide. In 1996, The Auteurs released After Murder Park, and Mike and the Mechanics released Mike and the Mechanics Hits. In 2003, Evanescence released their first album, Fallen, and Procol Harum released The Wells on Fire. In 2005, 50 Cent released the album The Massacre. In 2008, Kathleen Edwards released Asking for Flowers, and Jackson Browne released Solo Acoustic Volume 2. And in 2013, the 1975 released their EP, Music for Cars. Singles that were released on March 4th include, in 1966, when The Who released Substitute, in 1977, Jennifer Warnes released Right Time of the Night, and in 1996, The Beatles released Real Love. All three of those were released in the UK. Meanwhile, in America, in 1963, the Beach Boys did a twofer. They released Shutdown and also Surfin' USA. In 1972, Malo released Suavecito. In 1973, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released Steamroller Blues and Fool. In 1976, Queen released Tie Your Mother Down. In 1991, the Rolling Stones released Highwire. In 2003, Sean Paul released Get Busy. In 2016, Meghan Trainor released No. And in 2021, DJ Snake and Selena Gomez released Selfish Love. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happened in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 4th include classical composer Antonio Vivaldi, French conductor Paul Maurier, singer Bobby Womack, Chris Squire of Yes, singer Shaken Stevens, singer and actress Catherine O'Hara, singer Kay Michelle, singer Ivy Queen, singer Peter Hollins, rapper Ant Banks, Richard March of Pop Will Eat Itself, Pete Haycock of the Climax Blues Band, guitarist Chris Rea, DJ Westbam, rapper Grand Poobah, John Fratelli of the Fratellis, jazz drummer Jason Marsalis, Fergal Lawler of the Cranberries, Evan Dando of the Lemonheads, Emilio Estefan of Miami Sound Machine, St. Clair L. Palmer of Sweet Sensation, Boone Gould of Level 42, Jason Newsted of Metallica, Patrick Hannon of The Sundays, South African singer Miriam Makeba, singer Barbara McNair, Eric Allendale of The Foundations, Michael Mick Wilson of Davy D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Tish, producer Mike Moran, rapper Dylan Gilmore, rapper AJ Tracy, rapper Sad Frosty, producer Jeff Bashir, singer Catherine Cimarelli, and rapper Q the Fool. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 4th include composer Arcangelo Crivelli, who passed away in 1617 at the age of 70. Composer George Telemann passed away in 1831 at the age of 82. Composer Ignacy Ladurner passed away in 1839 at the age of 72. Composer Michael Henkel passed away in 1851 at the age of 70. Organ builder and music arranger Felix Danjou passed away in 1866 at the age of 53. Violinist Alfred Holmes passed away in 1876 at the age of 38. Composer Eugene de Harcourt passed away in 1918 at the age of 58. Jazz guitarist and singer Willie Walker passed away in 1933 at the age of 36. Composer Eduardo Mascheroni passed away in 1941 at the age of 81. Composer Yulia Yelsberg passed away in 1942 at the age of 62. Composer George Goler passed away in 1954 at the age of 79. Composer Noel Gay passed away in 1954 at the age of 55. Leonard Warren of the Metropolitan Opera from 1939 to 1960 passed away after having a heart attack during a performance for the Metropolitan Opera in 1960 at the age of 48. Composer Yanis Medinis passed away in 1966 at the age of 75. Organist Alexander Sellier passed away in 1968 at the age of 84. Pianist and also professor at the Bucharest Conservatory from 1926 to 1959, Mikhail Andreescu passed away in 1974 at the age of 79. Singer Matt Pato of Spooky Tooth passed away from leukemia in 1979 at the age of 36. Composer Shalvaj Velitz passed away in 1984 at the age of 79. Singer and pianist Richard Manuel of the group The Band committed suicide in 1986 at the age of 42. Songwriter Howard Greenfield passed away in 1986 at the age of 49. Composer Ciro Cicilline passed away in 1987 at the age of 83. Jazz guitarist Tiny Grimes passed away in 1989 at the age of 72. Jazz guitarist Mary Osborne passed away in 1992 at the age of 70. Songwriter Eden Abez passed away in 1995 at the age of 86. Country music legend Minnie Pearl passed away in 1996 at the age of 83. Country music singer Eddie Dean passed away in 1999 at the age of 91. Singer Glenn Hughes of The Village People passed away from cancer in 2001 at the age of 50. Singer and actor Eric Flynn passed away in 2002 at the age of 62. Guitarist John McHale of the group Magazine and also the group Susie and the Banshees, along with the group Visage, and also was a member of Public Image Limited, passed away from an epileptic attack while he was sleeping in 2004. He was 48 years old. Singer Claude Nougaro passed away in 2004 at the age of 74. Multi-instrumentalist and actor Robert Consoli passed away from leukemia in 2005 at the age of 45. Opera singer Una Hale passed away in 2005 at the age of 82. Violinist Jan Felderhoff passed away in 2006 at the age of 98. Opera singer Natalie Badania passed away in 2007 at the age of 98. Video game music composer Richard Joseph passed away in 2007 at the age of 52. Film music composer Leonard Rosenman passed away in 2008 at the age of 83. Concert pianist Joseph Block passed away in 2009 at the age of 81. Blues guitarist John Cephas of Cephas and Wiggins passed away in 2009 at the age of 78. Singer Johnny Alf passed away in 2010 at the age of 80. Singer and actor Etta Cameron passed away in 2010 at the age of 70. Singer Lolly Vegas of the band Redbone passed away in 2010 at the age of 70. Folk musician Fred Wedlock passed away in 2010 at the age of 67. Singer Johnny Preston passed away in 2011 at the age of 71. Pianist Father Tom Vaughn passed away in 2011 at the age of 74. Singer Fred Warren passed away in 2013 at the age of 87. Rapper Bankroll Fresh passed away in 2016 at the age of 28. Country music singer Joey Martin Feek of Joey and Rory passed away in 2016 from cancer at the age of 40. Folk rock singer-songwriter Valerie Carter passed away from heart issues in 2017 at the age of 64. Singer Keith Flint of the group The Prodigy committed suicide in 2019 at the age of 49. Bassist Alan Cartwright of Procol Harum passed away in 2020 at the age of 75. And bassist Michael Rhodes passed away in 2023 at the age of 69. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 5th, when in 1963, Patsy Cline and three other people passed away in a plane crash.